I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom advocates in the United States are calling for targeted sanctions to counteract Iran's harsh persecution of Christians. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says Iran is one of the worst places in the Middle East in which to be a Christian. However, bringing persecution into the current heated political situation may do more harm than good.
It's important, I think, not to tie U.S.-Iran relations in general to the plight of Christians in Iran, for fear of reinforcing an idea which is put out by the regime propagandists that Christianity is a Western ideology, when of course it originated far closer to them.
Targeted sanctions could be effective, he adds, but
the most important thing we can be doing is praying that God will be protecting and sustaining his children in Iran.
And Bethany Christian Services' foster care program in Ethiopia is growing. Right now, they serve in 5 cities and hope to expand to 5 more cities by 2023. Bethany Sabula Boja.
We at Bethany believe that every child should be raised in a farm. And what this has changed is it impacted the life of children in such a way that now they have a family to call their own. We have seen significant change in their development.
As foster care grows, communities are changing their attitudes towards it. They want to explore the other ways to support kids, too. Bethany is hoping to place 1,000 kids in loving Christian homes in just 4 more years. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.